The decision to raise tuition at UW schools was not unanimous. Regent John Drew called the hike unfair, saying the UW system was becoming public in name only.
Working people are not getting 5.5% pay increases. It is not fair to ask them to shoulder the burden of more costs for education.
But UW System President Kevin Riley echoed the sentiments of the majority of regents who voted in favor of the tuition increase.
The 5.5% base undergraduate tuition hike proposed covers only 30% of the $250 million cut. So I think it's very important for students and families and all of us to realize we're not putting the burden, so to speak, of that full $250 million cut on the backs of our students and families.
The hike works out to about $400 increase for the Milwaukee and Madison campuses. Tuition at the two-year UW colleges will increase for the first time in 5 years by $235. Tuition revenues account for about one-fifth of the operating budget of the UW system. One recent UW-Madison graduate said after the meeting that he didn't support the hikes. He said a few hundred dollars might not seem like a lot, but that for many students, increased tuition and other fees could mean the price of a couple months' rent. The regents also talked about new flexibilities the system would have thanks to the recently passed state budget, including more independence for deciding how certain funds are spent. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.